from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. What a wild weekend in the wide world of sports all over the world. It is the wide world. Also, the Chicago baseball news. How about the Cubs, Mr. David? Not the team we thought we'd be talking about via trade deadline this morning.
Morning, Mully. Yes, good Monday to talk baseball. Did not expect the Cubs to be more active than the White Sox, but that is the reality. Watched a little Olympics. We saw a lot of things at Hallis Hall unfolding. There's a lot going on this week. It is Hall of Fame week. Happy Hall of Fame week.
Yes.
Because we will begin the week here and end it in Canton, Ohio.
Awesome.
A lot to look forward to there. But the Cubs really did change the way we view the trade deadline tomorrow, because they have been active in a way that I don't think we expected. And also, we learned to follow Jed Hoyer's actions, maybe not his words, because his actions have somewhat, I think, been consistent with what he was trying to say last Monday,
right,
a week ago.
Right.
But I think the interpretation of what he said was, and we're present company included, did not lead us to believe that they would be adding rather than subtracting, and they got better yesterday by adding.
Yes, they did. And I think, David, that, again, we got to listen closer to what he's saying. What he was saying is they're not adding people that have expiring contracts. They want people under control. And that this falls in line with what they actually did. We're going to talk, I can't wait, to John Heyman at 8 o'clock. And he has a thing. They're one of six teams looking at
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell.
Yes.
Excuse me.
They're one of six teams interested, or at least inquired about Blake Snell.
Isn't that insane? I mean, just because it's an expiring contract, well, and he can opt in for 30-something million next year.
That would be contrary to what he said.
Right.
In direct contrast to what message he was trying to send. I do think you're right in that. When you parse the language and everything that Jed said, he would not make a move that would compromise 2025.
Right.
And in fact, what he's done is he's made this. This is the beginning of the Cub offseason. And when you look big picture, we tend to want to lump teams into categories, buyers or sellers now.
Yeah.
And what the Cubs have done in the past week, and with the latest deal for Isak Paredes, I think that they have essentially added value and increased the value of the third base position on their roster.
See,
that's a good thing.
That they effectively, without insulting anyone or without upsetting anyone, effectively they did not have a third baseman, right? They had a guy trying to learn the position who may yet learn it and may be a great player. But he was as much a DH as he was a third baseman. I'm just being honest.
It was a developmental project.
That's what it was.
There's no question about it.
Now they got a guy who, by the way, was in the same international class signed by the Cubs, and he was traded years ago.
$800,000 signee from Mexico back in 2016,
yes.
I believe. He was a rookie that year. And yes, he did begin his career. His first professional at bat was as a South Bend Cub.
It's unbelievable. And so he's back, obviously, more the finished product than he was when he left. And you have to wonder, this doesn't concern me or worry me or any of those words, but you have to wonder what Tampa saw in Christopher Morel or was it just the two arms and Morrell? Was it the entirety of the package? But why did they make that trade? They must have seen something they believe they can fix.
Mark Topkin from the Tampa Bay Rays will join us at 9:25. He'll have a better insight into that. But I do think when you look at Christopher Morrell, you do see a more affordable player, even though the Paredes wasn't expensive. I think you see in Morrell maybe the power component that is potentially really more impactful if you can get that consistency. Now, he's had a tough luck season. We talked about it all the time. The numbers indicate that he's had a lot of hard hit balls that have just been at people or have been out. But he also has potentially regressed at the plate in that he's more selective, but he's not hitting with runners in scoring position. He was expendable. And I think he was expendable because of the defensive liabilities moving forward. They got a third baseman now under contract control for the next couple seasons.
Yes.
It does make you wonder. I mean, these are the positives. I don't want to say there's any negatives about this because they did get better. But it does make you wonder. They just drafted a third baseman in the first round. And they have Matt Shaw, who's being groomed for the position as early as next spring. That plan now has taken on a different shape. So,
well, Paredes also has, just this year, has played first base and DH.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying they need multiple positions. And I don't know that they need a first baseman. Michael Bush is doing great. And I don't know they need a DH, but that's a guy that can do a couple different things. I'm just saying, when you have position versatility, they love that.
They do, and you can never have too many guys who are hitting
a good move.
For power. Yeah, it's a very good move. Jed Hoyer threaded the needle in a way that we did not expect him to. So they added Nate Pearson, a big power arm from Toronto. They add Paredes from Tampa Bay. You wonder what's next because of the report from John Heyman about them sniffing around on Blake Snell. What are the Cubs doing 5 games out of the wild card spot with 4 teams in front of them? Are they making a run for it? I don't know.
It's hard to tell, but I'll tell you what. I felt, whether this is a fair feeling or not, I felt they got kind of a boost of energy. I don't know. You know, Morrell is a guy who provides energy. You mentioned that it was a surprise. Was Craig Counsell surprised? Because he started the guy and they pulled him out of the game. They made a trade in game. That you don't often see that
third inning
in the major. I'm just
third
saying,
inning.
That means that he may have been. Maybe they talked about it and he gave his opinion of what. But the fact that he started him in that game made me wonder. What did he know, and when did he know it?
It was unorthodox. You don't typically see that. All of a sudden, we're on hug watch, and the hug cam
is
Christopher Morrell saying his goodbyes and then posting on Instagram later how emotional he felt, tears falling from his eyes. He had a Bible verse in there. This was a difficult thing for a young player to accept, especially one as popular as he is. At the same time, it's a business, and it's cutthroat sometimes, and he's probably part of that. The Rays look at it as they get two young pitchers and Christopher Morrell, and they give up an all-star third baseman. So the Cubs have that question answered on their team, but I think your point originally is a very good one. The Cubs responded in a way that you wonder if they – it's probably not cause-effect, but it's impossible not to wonder, like, is this the Cubs' – chance to take off now, because they're looking at the front office. Last week was a tough one because of what they heard from their team president. We're not adding. And now they add. And you're like, okay, now they can make a run.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Is there a little tinge of remorse with you over Hunter Biggie leaving?
I hate to see those tales leave town, because it's a great story. And he was so happy when he made his debut, and his family was so proud of him. And now Hunter Biggie goes to Tampa to pitch in front of nobody.
Well,
nobody.
In that horrible building.
The trap is empty.
The building that was built for the White Sox.
Yeah. Hunter Biggie in front of small crowds. Crowds won't be Biggie.
No, and Ty Johnson pitched in South Bend, right?
And Muncie. Chirp, chirp.
Is he from Muncie?
He's Ball Stater.
No kidding. Oh, David. I can't believe I came in here happy about a trade when it's this emotional and personal.
It kind of is.
Yeah, that's too bad. I did not realize that.
But I think that's, it's a good trade. It's a good trade for the Cubs.
It is a good trade. That's
a bright side.
Is it a good trade for Tampa? Maybe. I don't know. How good are these relief pitchers? A 3-for-1 is interesting. I don't know. We'll wait and see. But I got to tell you, they filled a drastic need. We thought they might sign a third baseman in the offseason. And I think your question about Shaw and their first-round draft pick, that's legitimate stuff, because to me, it underscores how the difference between prospect and all-star, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a guy that played well enough to get to an all-star game. That's a totally different animal than anyone with potential.
You know what it's reminiscent of is the trade they made a year ago for Jamer Candelario.
Right.
He's a very similar profile. Actually, they were teammates who were traded together from the Cubs to the Tigers.
Yeah.
And Candelario came in last year, and the Cubs made a little bit of a run. They had a little bit of a surge after that deal. And you wonder if they're going to likewise have something like that with this deal. But it's just something you just didn't expect. You just didn't expect it, because I look back and like, did we overstate what Jed Hoyer had said on Monday? And the answer is probably yes.
Right.
And that's why Carter Hawkins might have awkwardly pushed back the way that he awkwardly pushed back on Thursday when we talked to him about, whoa, didn't say it was a lost season. And this, I guess, backs that idea up. Maybe the Cubs are preparing to make a little bit of a run. But if they don't, they're still better off for next year. So this was a value acquisition.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.